Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. On today's show, I'm joined by the broadcaster and DJ Georgie Rogers, and we're getting a musical with the latest albums from hip-hop favourites A Tribe Called Quest, Brooklynites Pavo Pavo, and Canadian folkster Martha Wainwright. Georgie, three fantastic things. Thanks for lining those up for us.
It's a pleasure.
Normally people come in and I go, oh, that's good, or maybe I don't know this. Now, these are three solid gold. Well, I suppose Pavo Pavo, they're new.
Yes.
But I did review this for our next issue of the magazine, in fact. But we're going to start with Tribe, Back to the Future, right? We're going in some sort of way. Tell us about how long they've been away and what this new record is like.
Well, I mean, we know them as a sort of groundbreaking pioneers of hip-hop in the 90s. They're still so relevant and they've always kind of retained their credibility. And this has been the first new music since they disbanded back in 98. So it's been 18 years since they recorded The Love Movement. And they've regrouped sort of at times over the past decade for Jimmy Fallon and things around the 25th anniversary of the debut People's Instinctive Travels. But for this one, it's a particularly poignant record because the context is a sad one, but then the content is very celebratory. Fife Dog from the group passed away in March of this year, and this was after a lot of the recording had been done. And he died really suddenly. It was a big shock from complications from diabetes at age 45, you know, very young. And they've been recording the album in Q-Tip Studio in San Francisco. So not only is Fife all over the album in person, but also there's a lot of kind of tributes to him throughout it. And his name is repeated over and over. There's a track called The Donald, which is a sort of a tribute to him, and it tips the hat to his Jamaican roots. And there's a line in it, "You spit wicked every verse, Fife Dog," and his name is kind of repeated throughout it. And I guess it's historic as well in the sense that it's their last album. And
So this is it? This is kind of like...
Yeah.
And they go their separate ways.
Yeah.
And then there were three.
I think it was... Okay. I'm guessing it was going to be the last album, but equally now Fife Dog has died, maybe, you know, it really is the last album. That's what they're saying it is.
Should we take a little cut from it? And then we'll come back and... Yeah, because it's got the feel of a posthumous thing going on, but it doesn't. It's celebratory as much as it's kind of, it's tinged with sadness, but it's still got so much energy.
Yeah,
it's so good. This is the opening track, George. It's Space Program. Okay, it's the opening track called The Space Program from the new record from Tribe Called Quest. The album is called We Got It From Here. Thanks for the service.
Yes.
Good. They know how to title something, don't they, those guys?
They do indeed. I think that was a title that Fife Dog liked, and so they just kind of ran with it. It's kind of a nice thing that after this like lengthy gap, relationships had kind of broke down a little bit, and Q-Tip and Fife Dog, and they were lifelong friends. They met when they were four or something in church, and then obviously they had this huge success with A Tribe Called Quest when things really kicked off for them. I think there's loads of highlights on this. I think, you know, they came back together and Busta Rhymes said of this whole process, Q-Tip had said, if you're going to come on the album, you've got to come to the studio and do it and lay it down. You know, you can write your piece elsewhere, but come to the studio. And Busta Rhymes has said that the relationship between Q-Tip and Fife was so sort of, they were just joking and laughing and really excited to kind of be back together. Apologies had been made and it was kind of, they'd made progress in their relationship. And I do sort of feel like that context of the record you can hear in it, like it does feel like a very collaborative thing, and that kind of joy does come through, I think, in the music, that sort of high energy thing.
And in terms of hip hop, in 20 years, it's a, you know, they were such a big group, so influential. You know, so many people have broken out of that, and the genre has changed so much. Where does this kind of sit in the canon of their records and of hip hop? It's kind of great. There's been so many good records out just this year. I love this sneaks in just at the end of the year, actually. Where does it kind of sit in the context of that 20 years of hip hop history?
Well, I think, I mean, it shows that they haven't lost their touch. And I think they, you know, they're famous for sort of having this social conscience, and that is ever present in this new album. There's a track called We the People, and they talk about feminism, kind of dreaming of a world with equal rights for women. It's always sort of promoting positivity, and then also with the just the musicianship of it and the samples that they use, they always kind of go for like really varied samples, and they got Jack White on this record, and
Elton John. There's a great Elton John sample, yeah. Right, it's Benny and the Jets they sample, and that sounds great as well.
Exactly. And then, you know, they've also got Andre 3000 on one of the highlights, Kids on the record, Kendrick Lamar's on it. They're using, you know, the people that are on this record are still hugely relevant. And yeah, then it just kind of brings it alive even more, really.
Okay, well, it is highly recommended by Georgie Rogers. It is the new LP, The Last, from Tribe Called Quest. It's called We Got It From Here. Thanks for the service. It's out now on Epic Records. Pavo, a brand new band from Brooklyn. Georgie, tell us about these guys.
Yeah, this is their debut album. They're very good, experimental. They met at Yale.
They've got an album called Young Narrator in the Breakers.
Yes.
One is going, oh, yeah, you met at Yale.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, guys.
Yeah. Right. And I think also that sort of intelligent aspect to their name and everything. They got their name from the southern constellation Pavo, Latin for peacock, apparently. Mm. But it's just a kind of a big alt psych pop symphony, really. On the three opening tracks, it kicks into the album. Really layered vocals. The harmonies are exceptional throughout the record. Yeah. That's one thing that really had an impact on me. Really dreamy harmonies. There's sort of a real Grizzly Bear feel to it at times. Tame Impala, Belle and Sebastian, those kinds of artists sort of feeding through. Lyrically, it's kind of about the magic and panic of adult life and transitioning from child to adult.
When's that going to happen to us, though?
I'm waiting. Yeah, at some point. When we're dead. It kind of meanders somewhat. There is sort of a little bit of the album that sort of I lost my way a little bit. Sort of if you were driving to it, you might get lost in a slightly sort of futuristic dream and sort of just like snooze off a bit. I think it was a track called A Quiet Time with Spaceman's Butts. It sort of just got a bit noodly and a bit soundtrack-like, and I sort of lost my way a little bit with it. But it's still, you know, even though they could have trimmed the fat at times, it's still got so much charm. And I feel like it's a really good jumping-off point. I'm really interested to see what they come up with next, because there's moments of when they nail it on this album, it's brilliant, like sort of really hits you.
Let's hear a cut from it then. This is Pavo. They're new from Brooklyn. This track is Wise Away. Yeah, lots to like. It's Pavo. That was a track called Wise Away from an album, which is, when is it out? I think maybe it's out now. Who knows?
Yeah, it is. It came on the 11th.
It is called Young Narrator in the Breakers. I reviewed this for the December-January issue of Monocle, and they said it was like Todd Rundgren doing ABBA.
Yeah.
And it is, because it's kind of like you've got that sort of power pop, you've got that kind of real 70s rootsy stuff that's been kind of boosted up, and you've got all those wonderful harmonies. They know how to write a song, I know what you mean. Mm. It does feel there's a little bit of flabbiness on there.
Yeah.
But I guess that's, you can't make an album called Young Narrator in the Breakers and not have a kind of noodly, proggy, slightly weird, sort of flabby track on it.
Yes.
So I suppose that kind of goes with the territory, right?
Yeah.
I understand that they also all write songs equally. I think there's five people in the band and they all pitch in and write a song.
Mm.
Rather than it being a collaborative protest, they turn up with the thing and they go, will you play my song?
So that'll
I predict their last maybe 1.5 albums and have a massive argument.
Yeah.
So that's just the way of things.
Longevity. No. I saw quite a nice thing in Stereogum. It was describing it as weightless pop music that sounds like it was beamed down from a glimmering utopia future.
Okay.
I quite like that because
someone's getting paid by the word.
I know. Yeah. At times it is a bit perfect, isn't it? I kind of like the rawer, you know, the title track Young Narrator in the Breakers. I like that kind of rawer side that where it does go a bit psych and a bit sort of building and bigger. So I'd quite like to hear a bit more of that rawer side than the polished poppier tracks as well. But
We all know that they're using the Greek or the Latin, is it? I can't remember. Pavo. It's Latin, right?
Yeah.
For peacock. So that's what we got. And on the ever reliable Bella Union Records, at least here in the UK. All right. Finally, Georgie Rogers is going to tell us about the wonderful Martha Wainwright. Shall we take a cut first, and then we'll talk about the new record? This is Francie.
Francis was my mom's middle name, named after her dad who died when she was 19. And I never knew her, but you never knew her, but you would recognize me from her picture. Francie, it gets really hard on the outside sometimes, and I can't always hold.
Hey, it's Francie. It's new from Martha Wainwright, from an album called Goodnight City, getting her Carole King on there big time by the sound of it.
Definitely.
I think I could listen to Martha Wainwright recite her shopping list, and it'd be difficult not to give it at least 4 stars.
Yeah, right?
She's
I'm with you.
Such a presence, such a great voice. Tell us why you love this one, Georgie.
Yeah, I interviewed her for the radio not too long ago about this record, and she was kind of saying how she's now got 2 kids and the constraints of writing and doing that whilst having kids. Her husband said, you know, why don't you open it up and get some people to write for you? And so that's what she did. She asked friends and family, you know, Rufus Wainwright, her aunt, her cousin, then other people in music, so Beth Orton, Meryl Garbus of Tune Yards, and Glenn Hansard. She kind of asked them to pen her track. So half of the record is her, and then half is she's tweaked them and she's put her own spin on them, but they're songs that she's co-wrote or that people have written for her. And I feel like it's definitely a cohesive kind of Martha record. It does hark back to, I think, earlier albums, like I Know You're Married. And I think it's just, you're right. I mean, her voice for me, I used to, you know, I've listened to those earlier albums from cover to cover on repeat, on loop, you know, every single track. And with this album, I find a natural affinity to the ones that are written by her.
Okay.
Just because I think they're so, the whole thing about Martha Wainwright is she's so, it's so confessional, it's so personal. Like everything she writes about, you completely identify with. You know, earlier on it was more heartbreak and getting her fingers burnt and affairs and affairs of the heart and things. Now you can see that she's moved into sort of a different stage of life, and family is a big picture, like in that track Francie, which is a love letter to her little I don't know if it's a boy or girl, but one of her children, Frances Valentine.
And I think that was written by her brother, wasn't it? That's the last track on the LP, and that was written by Rufus, which is particularly, that's a good, strong family there.
Exactly.
We know one of her famous songs and what that was about and who that was about.
Yeah.
It seems that she's on better terms with some than others, then.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. What else do I love about this album? I just think there's some beautiful tracks on it. Traveller really stood out to me, Around the Bend, Window. Those are her own. Sonically, I feel like she's pushed the envelope of what she does a little bit on this album. There's just different, you know, sounds going on, like driving synths, and there's quite a sort of dramatic classical piano and languid saxophones in a track called Look Into My Eyes, which she wrote with her cousin and her aunt.
That's Kate McGarrigle, right? That's a lovely one as well.
Yeah.
I wonder what you think. As you said, you love, you know, it's a great record. You love the tracks that were written by her. Do you think people, when they're writing for such a voice as Martha Wainwright, that they kind of try to write a Martha Wainwright song for Martha Wainwright rather than to write a good song for her to sing? Because that's a funny one, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they've put too much Martha
to be continued.
I know.
Okay.
I'd have to listen to it more, I think, to make a call on that. But I mean, you know, she, like in some of the tracks, it is a sort of different sound. Like she sounds there's one track, she sort of, it sounds a bit Patti Smith. It's kind of more of a punky edge to it. I think for me, I just think the kind of, the tonic for me of Martha is when she pours her heart and soul into tracks. But I do think this is a really strong, cohesive album as a whole. And I do like the songs that weren't solely her. But I just, for me, it's like all about 100% Martha. Those are the tracks that I listen to if it's an album where I soak up every single track and I listen to it from start to finish on loop. Whereas this one, I feel like, personally, I would sort of pick and choose a good chunk of it, but maybe not all of it to, you know, rinse and listen to. and over repeat. And over. Yeah.
As Martha herself might once have said, the tonic is more gin. Okay.
yeah, exactly.
It's new from Martha Wainwright. It's called Goodnight City. That is out now as well. Before that, we talked to Pavo Pavo, a new five-piece band from Brooklyn. Their debut LP is called Young Narrator in the Breakers. And we kicked off, of course, with a new LP called from A Tribe Called Quest called We Got It From Here. Thanks for the service. Thanks to Georgie Rogers for leading us through these, well, three very high points. You've been listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. The show is produced by Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow when we'll be talking podcasts with Pete Norton. But for now, for me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in.